In its first day accepting materials, the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, or AMCO, received 68 applications for commercial cannabis licenses. In a release sent out today, the office says the rollout of its new online application system has gone, for the most part, smoothly. Although reports of a widespread snag led AMCO to issue a cautionary note that applicants must include contact information for all parties with a financial interest in a permit before submitting materials. Before starting the process, potential applicants are being asked to watch a 6-minute video in which AMCO Director Cynthia Franklin explains the rolling permit review process.
This is not a race. There's no window where we're taking applications. So what you need to be thinking about as a potential applicant is, when am I going to be ready? Okay, if you're not going to be ready within 90 days of the date you begin your application, you should ask yourself why you're starting it now.
90 days is the allotted time regulators have to issue a decision on applications. The office laid out a revised timeline and staggered review process for handling permits. Franklin says they'll establish certifications for employees handling cannabis at an April meeting and prioritize issuing cultivation licenses before dealing with retail shops.
And that is because a retail store in a product manufacturing facility cannot comply with the regulations until we have some legally grown crops of marijuana for them to produce or sell.
Franklin also cautions that since the licenses are premise-based, applicants need to know the location for any potential businesses before they submit materials. Public notices are expected to start appearing this week in communities where licenses are being requested. Under the new timeline, the state anticipates issuing cultivation licenses in June, with retail shop approvals likely to begin in September.